We know that staying spiritually engaged can be tough. Personally, I've not been much of a fan of daily devotionals. You know, I just find it tough to consistently stay with it. However, I recently picked up Nourishments by renowned Bible teacher Deborah Buckingham, and my opinion on devotionals just may be changing. I invited Deborah to join me today and share her insights into God's Word through her new book, Nourishments. This is On Faith's Edge, episode 28.
Hi, this is Karen Jensen, and you're listening to On Faith's Edge with my good friend Joe Taylor.
This is On Faith's Edge, where engaging, enlightening, and entertaining content brings us closer to living an authentic faith. We'll talk faith and life with people in business and entertainment as we work out the space where God and life collide. On Faith's Edge. And now your host, Joe Taylor.
Alrighty now, let's do this. I feel an apology coming. Welcome back. And if this is your first time, simply welcome. If you're a friend or fan of our guest today, Deborah Buckingham, thank you so much for coming out to hear our talk. You won't be sorry. She's great. Okay, it's been a couple weeks since the last show. Things have been a little hectic here, and well, the time just got away from me. I got your emails and heard your messages, and well, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Are we good? Cool. Thanks. Isaiah chapter 41, verses 10 through 13. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. All who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish. Though you search for your enemies, you will not find them. Those who wage war against you will be as nothing at all. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. My name is Joe Taylor, recovering atheist, and your servant in Jesus Christ. Welcome to the show. This is your place to hear conversations with people of faith in business and entertainment. From all walks of life and levels of success, they all have one thing in common. Like Deborah Buckingham, they believe in God, and they come here to talk about it. Last episode, the very happy and positive Dr. Joey Fawcett joined us. Dr. Joey is the internationally known author of the number one Amazon bestseller, Work Positive in a Negative World. Redefine your reality and achieve your business dreams. A business coach and speaker, Dr. Joey trains professionals to increase sales, productivity, and their influence by positively impacting themselves and their environment. If you just want to feel good and you want some great, great tips on working positive in a negative world, listen to our conversation with Dr. Joey Fawcett at onfaithsedge.com/27. That's onfaithsedge.com/27. Many of our guests have graciously provided free gifts to our listeners who sign up for On Faith's Edge show updates. Simply go to onfaithsedge.com/free gifts. Free gift sign up. Let's try that again. Go to onfaithsedge.com/free gift sign up to claim your free gifts. Coming up right now on today's show, author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Deborah Buckingham. Deborah Buckingham is a Bible study teacher who seeks to help nourish hungry souls with the truth and love found only in the Word of God. No matter the venue, Deborah is always eager to learn and share delicious nuggets found in his amazing and timeless words of truth, grace, and love. Deborah and her husband Greg, whom she describes as simply amazing, are blessed to be the mother of Grayson and Julia. She comes to the show today to talk about her new devotional, Nourishments, and I really like this book, her new devotional, Nourishments. Stick around until the end of the show for details on getting a free copy for yourself. Hello, Deborah. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Joe. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming out to talk with us. Before we start, I really wanted to have you on the show to talk about your new book, Nourishments. I'm really excited about this book, Deborah. I've gone through several pages, and we'll talk about that here in a minute. But you just returned from Myanmar.
Yes. I was blessed to go to Myanmar, also formerly known as Burma, this past fall with my husband. And my husband has been going for about 7 years, and he went in when it was a pretty scary, closed-off country, and it was very exciting. He introduced some people that have not heard about Jesus in probably generations, Joe. And I know, very exciting stuff. And when he first went, he was followed by the government, and they tapped his phone, and it was too dangerous for me to join him. And finally, I was able to go this past fall because the country has opened up a bit. And not only was I able to go, but in a village, we taught a Bible study every day for a week, which was an incredible experience.
For those that may not know where Myanmar is, or Burma, formerly Burma for that matter, it's in Southeast Asia. Is that right?
Yes, it is. It borders Thailand and China, and it's a big, beautiful country with the most beautiful, loving, kind people. I just fell in love with the Burmese people. They're just very gentle and very hospitable. These people have nothing, and they wanted to give us everything they had, which is pretty incredible. Yeah.
It sounds like a life-changing experience, Deborah. I can really hear it in your voice.
Well, anytime I think you're out of your, just your everyday experiences, and, you know, it was a life-changing experience in meeting the people and just sitting in the middle of Burma and realizing that my God is so big and yet so personal. The stories that these people told us of how God had protected them or provided for them, how he was there for them. And it really impressed upon me what an incredible, intimate, caring shepherd, creator we have. And it just made me fall in love with the Lord even more. Yeah.
I love how you put that. It made you fall in love with the Lord even more. They really gave you a gift.
Oh, they absolutely gave me a gift. And you know, we taught these people, Joe, who live literally in the dirt. They don't have the comforts that you and I have every day. You know, we can get up and we have toothpaste and we can just turn a lever and take a nice hot shower and go into our kitchen and flip a switch and have a delicious cup of coffee. They're not afforded these luxuries that you and I have to drive around in our own car. Some people have that, but many people in the villages of the country do not. You know, they still live in homes where they're built on huge logs, and on the bottom, animals are living. So because the military took over the country after World War II, it was so closed off, they didn't advance like other countries. And these people have nothing, and yet they are so warm and loving and grateful and just so hungry for the nourishing word of our Lord. They came from miles to listen to, I went with our church from California, even though we live in Wyoming now. And the pastor and I would teach them from 9 until 4, 9 o'clock in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, of course, with a lunch break and some breaks, but they would sit there joyfully as long as we would teach. Can you imagine, Joe, if Americans were that hungry to be nourished by the good word?
Oh, boy. What changes we would see?
Oh, You know, some of the more mature believers would tell me on the side that they were praying for America because they're starting to get internet, and they were so sad to hear the things that are happening in our great country and how so many are turning from the Lord, or so many of our churches aren't even opening the word and teaching. And these precious souls are praying for us. And that really left a huge imprint on my heart, that they really get what's important. They get that we are here but 5 minutes, really. Mm-hmm. And then we spend eternity in our real home. And they totally get that, Chip.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, Deborah, as I said in the introduction, you are a renowned Bible teacher and first-time author of the Daily Devotional Nourishments. Yes. To start, congratulations on publishing your first book.
Ah, thank you, Joe. It feels like the baby has finally been born.
I've heard
a lot of labor and pain.
I've heard it said that writing a book is your favorite thing to be done with.
Yeah. Well, it was a wonderful experience for me, all joking aside, because I'm in the Word, you know, on a very regular basis, and usually for several hours a day. And once the flow started, it just came to me every single day that I was working on it. And, you know, what's really interesting about my devotional, at 260, the flow kind of stopped. And, you know, I was like, 260, that's weird, Lord. Where are the rest? Because I was thinking 365. But, you know, Joe, 260 is 5 days, Monday through Friday, for a whole year. And I thought, isn't that just so gracious of the Lord? Because he gives us Saturday to catch up, and Sunday you should be in church worshiping and fellowshipping.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Yeah, I love that.
And that is, by the way, day 260 is Give and Receive Mercy. How appropriate is that?
Oh, on page 260?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really interesting.
How
wow.
Cool is that? That's
that neat. Is very cool. Yeah. Oh, thanks for pointing that out.
Well, it is. Let me make sure I'm right here. It's actually page 260. So wherever that falls, I went straight to page 260. So, yeah. Give and receive mercy. That is so cool. So tell us about nourishments. What can we expect when we pick it up?
Well, you know, nourishments is to obviously nourish your soul. So a lot of people ask me, who is this for? And I tell them that it is for anyone with a soul. Because my daddy used to say to me, you don't go to bed at 10 or 11 and say to yourself, gee, I didn't eat anything all day, unless you're intentionally fasting. And how often do Christians go throughout their entire day without nourishing their soul with the bread of life? And nourishments can be read, most of the devotionals are 5 minutes, but every single one of them has 1 to 3 verses, so you're getting the word of the Lord, and then just a short commentary to drive that word home and unpack it for you a little bit, just to make it applicable to your everyday life. So, yeah. So it's just an incredible way to start your day focused in the right direction.
It is a great devotional. It really is. And this book started from notes to your sons. This kind of process of you nourishing other people started with notes to your sons.
Yes, my son and daughter. I have 2 children, and when they were younger, I used to write little, you know, love notes and index cards and pop it in their lunch bag. And basically the note was just a Bible verse personalized. I'd put their name in it. And, you know, oftentimes, you know, kids, they'll throw it away along with anything healthy you packed them, like carrot sticks. But many times I would say to them at night, hey, did you have a chance to read your nourishment? And they would say, Mom, that was amazing how God knew exactly what I needed for that day. And then I think the most incredible thing is when my son was in high school, he was on the football team, and one day he told me, now, Mom, don't forget to put in nourishments in my lunch bag, because even though my buddies pick on me, they all sit there and say, well, read it to us, Grayson. So I just thought that was incredible that the boys would want him to read the nourishments to them.
So this was where? And at football practice?
This was when he was in high school at the lunch table with the football players.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that amazing? And so what happened, Joe, is it really kind of became an outreach for me when my kids' friends and my kids graduated from high school. Along with the graduation gift, I would include a little stack of index cards personalized for their friends. And it's just so precious because their friends, now my son has graduated from college, my daughter is still attending, but many of their friends will text me and say, I just want you to know I went through a hard time and I found those cards that you gave me, what that you call nourishments, and I read them and they helped me. And even one of my son's friends pulled me aside at a recent event we were at and said that he was going through a really, really hard time in college, considering harming himself. And the Lord led him to those index cards of scriptures and encouragement. And he said it got him through a very dark valley. And he's on the other side. And, you know, God's word is just so powerful. It's so nourishing. It comforts, it convicts. You know, it's just such an incredible guide for our life.
You know, this book, Nourishments, this book of devotionals is different from many devotionals that I've read. Sometimes when you read a devotional, it feels heavy. It feels like, wow, it's just heavy. And those are appropriate for the season of your life that you may have picked it up. But this book is titled very well. It's nourishing. Yeah. It feels fulfilling. When you read it, it makes you think. But it doesn't bring you down. It flows nice and allows you to move on. What I really love about this book though, is it's not dated. You can just pick it up, leaf through it and land wherever God wants you to land. It's really, really cool.
Yes. And, you know, one thing that was really important when I was writing Nourishments, the Lord just impressed this upon me is, at the beginning, I have not an all-inclusive list, but a list of God's names that I used in the book with a definition and scripture. Because what I found, Joe, after teaching Bible studies so many years, is so many Christians are not achieving that abundant life that God has for us. And I think part of the problem is they just can't get to that place where they really trust the Lord. And I don't think you can really trust anyone until you know them. And if you don't even know someone's name, how much are you going to trust them?
I tell you, the glossary in the back of the book, you just the glossary in the back of the book would be a great publication by itself because it's easy to understand. It's all the main words you need. And I'll personally probably use this glossary, just the glossary when I'm in other Bible studies. So this is a great book. It's interesting that you bring up the names of God because my favorite devotional so far in this book, is on page 52. It's called Trust. And I'm just going to read straight from the book if I could. It says, Abba, Father, is your shelter, your refuge, and your place of safety. But if you never run to him when doubts and fears threaten, how will you ever know?
Exactly. Yes, exactly. And think about it, Joe. If I am in a place of let's just say, feeling very alone and abandoned. If I know that my Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is there, is with me, I already am somewhat encouraged. And I can call on him to just please allow me to feel his presence, or the Holy Spirit loves to bring back to remembrance other times that he showed up for me, or maybe a verse that I long ago forgot. So those names are so important. Or how about even Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer? You know, we go through a lot in this earth of sickness and just not being in a state of well-being. That's when I call upon my Jehovah Rapha, because he is the great healer. He is the best physician.
Well, this book will certainly feed you. It's called Nourishments by Deborah Buckingham, an outstanding daily devotional, or twice a day. Read it however often you want. This is a great devotional. It really is a great devotional. Deborah, this book this show is about faith, specifically your faith and how you believe out how you live out your belief in God. Can we talk about that for a second?
Well, sure, I'd love to.
How did you come to believe in Jesus Christ?
Well, I can't even tell you the day. I was raised in a Christian home, and I do remember I must have been in first or second grade. And my dad was a big partier. And I remember my dad and mom fighting a lot because my dad would come home late and he'd been drinking. And I remember this, Joe, and I was very young. My dad called a family meeting. I remember sitting in the living room with my brothers and my mom. And my dad said to our family is a different family from this day on. I have given my life to Jesus, and we are going to start attending church, and I am going to be a different husband and a different father.
Wow.
And I just remember thinking, you know, I thought my dad was great, but the changes that I immediately saw with my mom and dad were so incredible to me. As a very young child, I knew that when he kept talking how Jesus changed his life, Jesus was pretty amazing because he did change my dad's life. So those are my first memories of Jesus being like this incredible savior. He saved our family, you know, not really understanding eternal life then. I just thought he was the greatest. So my upbringing, though, is a little bit different in that my father approached it very academically. So we had to listen to these tapes from an incredible pastor out of Houston, Texas. I grew up in Ohio, and my brothers and I were required to take notes throughout my childhood. And then my dad would quiz us throughout the week on the doctrines that we knew. And, you know, Joe, that was great because it planted a lot of truth in my heart. But there were a lot of missing links, like the relationship and the grace and the mercy. I didn't really understand all that. So unfortunately, in my 20s, you know, I was like, I'm done with that stuff because it's just so strict and old-fashioned and narrow-minded. And ended up marrying a non-believer and pursued the American dream. My husband and I moved to California. We started our own business, and we attained, a small measure of success fairly early in my 20s. We were able to put a down payment on a very nice home. I had a nice car, and I remember driving down the freeway, and I couldn't stop crying because it was all so empty. And I kept thinking, I don't understand. I have worked so hard. I put myself through college. We are successful, and it means nothing to me.
Did you consider yourself a believer at the time? Still a believer?
If someone would have asked me, do you believe in God? I would never deny him. And you know, Joe, that I like that question because I think there's a big difference between disbelief, because disbelief implies denial and doubting. And I say this to parents who have those 20-year-olds or those young adults who are struggling and waffling. If you plant the truth in them, God's word does not return void, and they will not have peace until they come back to the Lord. And I just encourage you in that, because that is my story. I got everything that I thought I wanted, and there was absolutely no peace. So when we had our first child, I was 28, and the Lord started to woo me back to him, because I looked at this baby and I knew he came from the hand of the Lord. And then we had our second child, and a neighbor invited me to Bible study. And Joe, when I opened the Word after being out of it for a decade, oh my goodness, it was delicious to me. Jeremiah says that when he discovered the Word, he devoured it. And that's how I was. I just devoured the Word. I felt like I'd been living on a stale cracker for 10 years. And here the Lord was inviting me to the feasting table. And I can tell you, I was not going to leave that feasting table. To me, everything that I'd been questioning and wondering, I found it in His Word. And it was amazing. But unfortunately, my husband was a non-believer. And it was a really, really hard time in my marriage, because all of a sudden my husband had a new wife, and I always wanted to do Bible study. I started taking the kids to church, and he was like, whoa, okay, what is going on? I want my old wife back. And so, you know, I say this too to encourage anyone listening who is married to a non-believer, or who has someone they love in their life. I wrote some devotionals about this. God hears every prayer. God collects every tear. And He is moving. Even if you can't see it, even if that person resists, because my husband resisted, Joe. In fact, I gave a testimony at a ladies' retreat during this time period, and I said, if my husband, Greg Buckingham, can become a believer, anybody can become a believer. That's how bad it was. And I would be doing my Bible study and hear the garage door go up and quickly put it away, because I wasn't up for another argument. Well, praise the Lord, he did become a believer, and it was the most incredible thing. And once again, you know, as with my dad, I saw the Lord take this man who had godly values and godly character, but completely change his priorities in life and his purpose for living. It was no longer all about him and climbing that ladder. His focus became on how can I glorify the Lord? And it just changed our entire family. It's a big part of my story, because the Lord, even though it was a really hard time, I remember crying a lot, saying, Lord, I just want a relationship with you. And my home, where I go to be, you know, peaceful, and where it should be my sanctuary, has become a battleground. But the Lord told me, Joe, one day, He said, Deborah, I love Greg even more than you do. No more preaching, no more lecturing, just love him. That's what you're called to do. It's my job to save him. It's not your job.
Wow.
And I think once I really received that, it freed my husband up to really receive the Lord. Yeah.
An amazing, amazing story, Deborah. Really is.
Yeah.
Really is. It all comes together in this book, Nourishments. Deborah, yeah. Let's do a round of instant insight into Deborah Buckingham. This is where I'm going to ask you quick questions, and you simply respond with answers that'll make us feel like your best friend when we're done. Fair enough?
Sure. Okay.
What single person, and Deborah, you're not allowed to say Jesus, had the biggest impact in your life?
Probably Charles Spurgeon.
Charles Spurgeon. The most exciting thing I ever did was?
Whitewater raft.
Whitewater rafting. Cool.
And we flipped, Joe. I thought I was going to die.
Everybody who goes whitewater rafting thinks they're going to die.
Yes, yes. Well, when you flip, you think you're going to die.
Right.
So, yeah. But thank God the Lord saved us.
That's funny. Whitewater rafting. Greg Buckingham makes me...
happy.
God is...
God is amazing.
My next big career move is...
Oh, Joe, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of things in my head. Speaking out more in our culture. I've been asking the Lord to make me bolder and more courageous because I know that when I speak His truth, not everyone wants to hear it. And when you really stand up for the Lord, people say that, people call it hate speech, but in reality, they just hate what I'm speaking. But that doesn't mean I shouldn't speak it.
So a speaker, speaking out more. Perfect. Other than the Bible, what single book have you read the most?
Probably Mere Christianity.
C.S. Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
That's an amazing book.
Yeah, I love C.S. Lewis.
That's an amazing book. Absolutely. Screwtape Letters, Mere Christianity, unbelievable, amazing books.
Yes.
In the past year, I paid way too much for...
Gas. Yes, we live out in the wilderness, so everywhere I go is a drive.
That's funny. I'm afraid of...
Snakes. Ew. Oh, I can't stand snakes.
Snakes.
So, do you know, I live in Wyoming, and we don't have snakes where we live because our altitude's so high. Isn't that awesome? Of course, we have bears in our yard and mountain lions, but we don't have snakes.
The one thing I want to be known for is?
Loving the Lord.
What single Bible passage has the most meaning to you?
Oh, I can't answer that. They're all so nourishing. Oh, my goodness. Well, I will tell you one that meant a lot to me during my hard times with my husband, and that's from Isaiah 41. Do not be discouraged and do not fear, for I am with you, and I will strengthen you and uphold you with my righteous right hand.
Deborah, here you are. Here you are, well-known Bible teacher, raised a family, now a published author. What does success mean to Deborah Buckingham today?
Living a life of integrity, that's what success means to me. You know, living a life that the Lord would say, well done, good and faithful servant.
Finally, Deborah, as we wrap up here, what would you say to somebody that is right on faith's edge, making that choice to believe or not to believe in God?
I would say, you cross that line, you will never regret it. You are crossing a line and entering a life that always has hope. There is no hopeless situation with the Lord, that invites you into a life of joy. Because once you know where you came from, why you're here, and where you're going, everything is in perspective for you. And God offers us that. So cross that line and enter a life that is worth living, and we'll live it forever together.
I don't think we can say anything more than that, Deborah. Thank you so much for being with us today. The book is Nourishments, Food for the Soul, a daily devotional by Deborah Buckingham, and it is good. Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you, Joe. Such a pleasure. Thank you.
God bless. Deborah's website is www.nourishments.org. Her Facebook and links to her book and other resources are on today's show notes at onfaithsedge.com/28. That's onfaithsedge.com/28. As I said before, I've being a, I've never been a big fan of devotional books, but I tell you, Nourishments is really, really good. If you want a free copy of your own, just go over to onfaithsedge.com/free gift signup for show updates, or you just go to onfaithsedge.com and you'll find it there in the right hand corner, how to get the how to get a free copy of your own. There are a limited number of copies along with some other free goodies from past guests, like I said before. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you being here. You mean a lot to me, and you certainly mean a lot to the show. Remember, God is real and eternity is now. Let's go out and live like it. God bless.